Thank you all for tuning in today. Today, our topic here, we're going to be talking about who are you listening to. We want to make sure y'all can hear it good and clear. I hear an echo, and so we're trying to make sure that everybody have a good connection. If you can give me someone to let me know.
Yes, I can hear you.
First of all, can you hear me? How does it sound to you, Pastor?
You're coming in loud and clear. I can hear you.
How
are you doing this evening?
Because I'm hearing some feedback. Is it on my end? Can you hear
what about
feedback?
Now? How clear can you hear me?
I'm not. It's echoing here. But anyway, we just want to say thank you all for tuning in today to the pastor and the preacher. Today we're talking about who are you listening to? That's so important that we talk, that we understand who we're listening to. I'm your host, Tawanika Manning, and my love.
I'm your co-host, Dorothy Manning.
Welcome to the show. Today's been a busy day. It's been one of those days where we've kind of been running around, but we just thank God for the opportunity to always be here, to be able to give a word, not our word, but the word of God, first and foremost, that feeds us, mind, body, soul, and spirit on a daily basis. It keeps us for the bread of life. So we just want to say, we just want to thank God. And today we have a special guest that's going to be on the show. Later on in the show, we'll have Nathan Garner here. We're so blessed to be able to have him to give us his input on business and growth and information like that. Pastor, tell us a little bit about Nathan, you know a little bit about him before we go into the topic.
Okay, well, Nathan Garner, he's a very interesting man here in Houston. He's pretty young, too. I think he's about 28 or 29 years old, if I'm not mistaken. He is an entrepreneur. I've watched him grow up from a kid, and he just has something special about him. Around about the age of 18 or 19 years old, if I'm not mistaken, we were asking this, but I think he purchased his own home and had almost paid for it. Now, how he did that, maybe we would know that a little bit later on in the show. But Nathan Garner, you know, real good friend of mine. Yeah, we've been friends for some while now. I'm glad to have him on the show.
Amen. We thank God for him. So we'll definitely get to Mr. Garner later on here on the show. We just wanted to give a little bit about who's on the show today, and we're definitely going to spotlight him on the show. But today we're talking about who are you listening to. It's very important that we understand who we are listening to, and because who we listen to definitely can influence our choices and where we end up at, because If we listen to the wrong person, the wrong people, we can end up in the wrong places. And if we listen to the right people and the right information, we can definitely prosper and be successful in our walk in this life. I'm going to let Pastor Pastor Manning come in and say a little bit, then I'll come in about who are you listening to. But I'm going to give a definition because there's definitely two different meanings from when you're hearing somebody and when you're actually listening to somebody. So listening is to take notice of and act on what someone says, respond to advice or a request. So in hearing, there is a facility of perceiving sound. So even a baby can hear, but it doesn't mean the baby is listening, but the baby can hear. When you're listening, you're giving that attentive ear to what that person is saying and responds to their advice. So, again, if you're just now tuning in today, we're talking about who are you listening to and are we hearing from God? Because a lot of times we're moving before God and we ended up in the wrong places. So we got to be careful who we're listening to. Pastor, what do you have to say about this, Pastor Manning, on who are you listening to? Let me ask you that question. Who are you listening to?
Well, you know what, preacher? I listen to my wife. I'm going to tell you the reason why I listen to my wife here. Yes, I'm listening to my wife. The reason why I say that is because you and I, we spend a lot of time with each other. We spend a lot of time around each other. And my conversation and your conversation have almost have came to a point to where we almost know what each other are going to say. So I listen to you. There are a few other people that I have conversation with, but when I say I listen to you, what I'm really saying is that I trust the information that you are giving to me.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, you know, and just about that, you know, who we're listening to, it's very, very important that we be careful who we allow to plant seeds. And the way people plant seeds in your life is they begin to speak things into your life, and those things begin to take root. And what we're, and not just what we are listening to it with the physical ear, but what we lay our eyes on, what we are allowing our gates, because we have our gates. You need to guard your gates, your eyes, your ears, because if you see it, then you're allowing the thing to penetrate and take root in you, and you're listening to what you're reading. A lot of times when we're reading something, for me, I'm reading it, though I may be silent in my head, I'm listening to what I'm reading. I hear what I'm reading, and sometimes I read aloud, so I'm listening to what the person is writing. I'm listening to what social media is saying, and then I begin to speak that thing. So a lot of times it's not that I'm actually listening to a person physically talking to me, but I'm actually reading and allowing that thing to speak to me, and I'm listening to what that thing is saying to me, and I have to be very careful. And because I am a woman that operates in the Holy Spirit, I have to ask God, you know, what is this, and should I go in this direction? Though I'm hearing this here, but should I listen to what it is saying? That's just like when you hear a song for the first time, Pastor. I don't know about you, but the first few times that I hear a song, I just hear the beat of it. I don't actually hear what the song is saying, but then the third time around, now I'm listening to what the artist is saying. And some people, you know, they're jamming to a beat. They're not listening to what is being said. They're just jamming to the beat of it. But when you begin to listen, you say, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. That's what they're saying? And you, oh, wait a minute. I'm going to have to cut that off because I'm listening to some things. Well, I was hearing some things, but I wasn't listening to what it was saying. And so my children say, hey, you know what they're saying? You know, I'm like, what? Ah, you may not want to say that. You know, do you know what that means? You know, and we have to be very, very careful. Who are you listening to? If you're just now tuning in, if you want to be a guest on the show and you're logged in right now, you want to give your, you want to speak on the topic, press 1, or you can call in to the line at 845-277-9213. To our viewers, to our listeners that are online that want to be a part of the conversation, you definitely can call in and be a part of the conversation. Who are you listening to? A lot of people have listened to the wrong people and have ended up dead, ended up in poverty, ended up sick, ended up struggling. And some people have listened to the right people and have prospered, have become very successful. You know, people out there always say, you know, be around like-minded people, because you'll notice that their conversations are different. When you're around people that are going places, when you're around people that ain't, that's not trying to go anywhere, you'll notice that their conversations are different. And if you intertwine yourself with these type of people, they can
When you listen to people, they definitely can influence you. That's the word you're probably looking for. Not sure, but influence. Words definitely influence a path that you're going to take. And I had a little something to say about that. When you give me an opportunity, I want to say something about.
Oh, yes, please. Go ahead, Pastor.
Okay, I appreciate it, Pastor Chantel here. When you listen to what people are saying to you, what you have done is you have allowed yourself to think about what it is that they are saying. So not only should you be careful about what you are listening to as far as what someone is telling you, you have to really realize what are they saying. Because the things that a person would say, it will cause you to have a feeling about it. Now, we know that sometimes we go places to where people will say things to us, and it cause us to have a feeling. And the feeling might not be a positive feeling; might be something that just bothers us. Maybe it's a cuss word, or maybe it's a word that you don't agree with, or maybe it's something that you thought it was disrespectful. It's going to cause you to feel a certain type of way. And right at that point, when you feel a certain type of way, you are definitely having an emotion, and you will act off your emotion. So now here comes the action that comes behind that.
Yes.
Someone has said something to you, and now here you thought about it, and here now you're ready to take an action. But it don't stop there. Right when you take that action, then the action that you take, it has consequences that you didn't took an action because someone has said something to you, and now you maybe have said something back to that person that said that, and now here is a disagreement, and it's all because of what you allow yourself to listen to. Now, it can definitely go farther than that. It can definitely go farther than that, but you definitely have to be careful of the words that you allow a person to say to you and listening to.
Yes. Amen. That we definitely have to be careful with that. And if you're the person that's speaking, you're the person that's giving the advice, you're the person, you know, that's influencing, because a lot of us are influential people. We influence people like myself, and you are being a pastor and prophet and being a comedian and being a playwright and an author and an actress and an actor. What we say can influence a person in their direction. I've had people come up to me after preaching and after doing the show, and they said, you know, where you really influenced me. You know, you made me think about some things, and what you said was influential. You made me want to go out there and do better. You made me look at things differently now. I can see myself coming out of a situation I thought I wasn't going to be able to come out of. So they are listening. So if you're that person that's in a position to influence people, you need to be very careful that you are influencing people in the right direction. And if you're the person that's on the other end listening, then you have to be careful who you listen to. In the Bible, in Genesis 2 and 15, we all know the story about Adam and Eve in the garden and how Satan used the serpent to come in and speak to Eve, and they ate the fruit from the tree. The Bible declares in Genesis 2 and 15, then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. And in verse 17 it says, the breath of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat from it, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. So So God told him, you can eat up every tree, but don't eat this tree, but you will surely die. He heard God. He heard him. But was he listening?
Uh-huh.
So in Genesis 3, 1-13, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Now she is listening because she says, and the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. So now the woman is listening because she's having a conversation.
All right.
So now
he has
her attention. Okay.
So you are saying here that this was Genesis. You said Genesis chapter 3, and you're talking about the story of Adam and Eve being in the Garden of Eden. And you said that the serpent, you say he was more subtle than any other beast. You say he had spoken to the woman. So, we know how the story goes here. So you mean to tell me that what the serpent had said to the woman, it caused just what we were talking about here earlier. It caused her to have a feeling here. And this feeling that she had here, he made her to believe that it was something that God did not tell her, something that God didn't want her to have.
Just,
so now, imagine something for a second. Don't we have that happen to us in our lifetime? Isn't there people that we be that we talk to on a daily basis, or maybe we even see them at the workplace? Now, don't they tell us certain things, and then it'll cause us to feel or to react in a certain type of way? And most of the time when these people say these things to us, they already have motive to try to get us off the path where we are going. Or maybe
absolutely.
They know that
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. That
position.
Maybe they know which way that we are going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hold on for 1 second. We do have somebody who wants to chime in on the conversation. If you don't mind, we're going to come right back to what you're saying here. Phone number ended in 6559. I'm going to bring you on just 1 minute here. We're going to bring you on to the show.
All right.
Welcome to the show. The preacher and the pastor we're speaking with.
All right. This is Nathan. How y'all doing this evening?
How you doing, Nathan?
How you doing, Nathan?
For the show.
Good.
You know, we'd like to welcome at this time Mr. Nathan Garner to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's our pleasure to have you on the show this
evening.
Welcome to the
show. How you doing? I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. Yeah, I didn't know if I was supposed to call in or if y'all was calling me or I said, well, let me.
Fine.
I want
right
to be on
time. Oh, you're right on time. We have already.
You're right on time.
A little introduction of our guest speaker for tonight. So we appreciate you being on the show tonight.
Yes,
I appreciate
y'all for
having
me. Absolutely. So we get into who you are, what you're doing. The topic we're talking about this evening is who are you listening to? So I want to ask you that question, Mr. Garner. Who are you listening to? And if the person or thing or whatever you're listening to, has it determined where you are right now? Has it got to where you are right now today?
If it's one person, if I have to choose one, can I choose one or two? What's my limit?
Oh, it doesn't matter how many.
Okay, well, I'll say two people. So I would have to say my grandmother and my mother. And reason being is because typically as a black man, those are two women outside of a marriage that would really have your best interest at heart if you're willing to listen.
It's true. Amen.
Sometimes it hurts.
That's true.
But you got to be open. So I would say my mother and my grandmother. Those are the two that influenced me to this day, and those are my two.
Yes.
Okay, Nathan, I have a question for you here, Nate.
Yes, sir. Talk
you
to
said
me.
you you say that for that you listened to your mother one and your grandmother, which is another one. Now I tell you what, those are two people that you definitely should listen to, especially when you're growing up and you are becoming the person that you're going to become in your life, because those two people have a very important role to play in your life. Can you give
Absolutely.
Us an idea of maybe one or two things, or maybe one thing that you can say that that you're doing right now, or something that you have done as far as where you where you're at right now? Can you tell us something maybe your mother or your grandmother has said to you that you remember and you use it today?
Absolutely, absolutely. So when I was about 18, this is before I got into sales. When I was about 18, I was going through a few things. Still in college, I was expecting my first child a little bit early, you know, a little bit early. And I had to get out there and work. You know, my grandfather instilled in me that, you know, hey, you got you one on the way. You got to get out there and work, you know. So I started working in these warehouses, and I did it for about maybe 1 or 2 years, but I couldn't really provide the life for my child that, you know, I would deem suitable or that I would want them to have. So I basically reached out to my grandmother and asked her, and I was just honest with her. I say, Mama, I'm getting behind on these bills. I'm tired. I'm working at this warehouse. I'm working all the overtime. I'm not really seeing myself getting ahead. And I said, Mama, I need you to talk to me because I'm thinking about going in another direction, which, you know, a lot of men typically do when, you know, they get emotional and we want to try to provide. So she told me, baby, you always been good at talking to people. And at that time, you know, I'm in my own little shell. I ain't trying to talk to nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make this money.
Okay, I have here a copy of your resume here, if you don't mind. It seemed here you say you at that particular point in time you didn't want to talk. You didn't want to talk to anyone, but here on your resume it says that you're a realtor. You say it has
correct.
Yeah, correct. A realtor here. Then right on here it says new home sales consultant. So it seems like you definitely you know, have that gift. Your mom must have seen that because you know you have this all over your resume. Can you tell me a little bit about here the new home sales consultant? How about that one?
So the new home sales, I actually got into that after I got out of car sales. And I knew nobody in real estate, really. My godmother, she was a realtor. But she did it kind of off and on, part-time. And I'm one of those people when I decide to do something, I'm all in or it's nothing. So I really didn't know too many people. One more time for me.
How did you make the decision? Or did someone say something about you being a realtor? Or how did you get into it?
I actually, I was at CarMax for maybe 4 years. I became number one in the nation at CarMax. And after that, reaching that particular peak, I knew that there was more out there. And so after a prayer and watching a little bit of television, I saw some guys on television selling homes, and It just came to me. I said, I could do that. And I ran in kind of with my head up, and it got knocked back down pretty fast. So I kind of just moved on that intuition that came to me. So after reaching the point of where I felt as though I couldn't grow at CarMax, I said, let me try something else. And that's when I got put on with Perry Holmes.
Amen.
Okay,
we you know, it's always good to hear the success of someone, and just, you know, because a lot of times people measure success by the money they make, the house they buy, but whenever you set yourself out to do something and you actually do it and you complete it, that's how I measure success, because a lot of times we write it down, we make the vision plan like the word says, and we don't run with it, we don't do anything with it, and we'll store that thing. But the fact that you can set, you can write it down, make it plain, and run with it and actually do it. That's success in the doing. And I see that, you know, just listening to you, and Pastor is doing a good job with the questions that he's asking. And it inspires me to want to do even more. I have books that I need to finish and get out, and just to hear you say, you know what? You know, you say, you know what, I saw someone doing it. I said, I can do that. You know, a lot of people, they'll talk themselves into something, and they'll talk themselves out of it. Because you know why? They start listening to other people. They start listening to themselves and start doubting themselves because their self is telling them, I can't do it. What am I going to do? I don't have the money. Who's going to support me? You know, yourself will start talking you out of it. You start listening to yourself, and you got to sometimes check yourself and talk to yourself and say, listen, we're going to do this. Why? Because we got it in us. Who are you listening to? That's what we're talking about today. I'm going to put you on a brief hold, and we're going to come right back to you. We definitely want to hear more from you. We have other people that's in on the line. Anyone that has any questions at this time for Nathan, please feel free to press 1 and ask him anything. Like he said, he started off, went to his grandmother. Can you be honest and say, you know what? I need you to talk to me right now. I need to listen to somebody that has some wisdom. You know, because sometimes we let pride kick us to the side because we're too prideful to go and say, look, this is where I'm at. I need to hear from somebody. I want to go to God, but right now I need to hear from somebody I can see. You know, can we be honest? You know, people say, well, you know, you can always go to God. You're going to say, no, I need somebody I can talk to right now. You know, I can hear right now. You know, who are you listening to? Nate said he went to the people that influenced him from the beginning, his mother, his grandmother, at whom you can trust. Because most of the time we listen to people that we can trust. Or we should be listening to people that we can trust. Because 9 times out of 10, if we trust you, we're going to go and we're going to stand on your word. And my husband always say to me, baby, be careful what you say to me because I trust you. And sometimes I like to joke around a lot. So when I'm joking with him, he'd be like, come on, don't joke with me. So then I can't be funny like I want to be. I can't do little pranks because he'd take me serious because, you know, he listened to me. But he really, don't get it wrong, he don't listen to me all the time.
See, we're going to straighten it out now. Wait a minute, I'm going to get it straight.
You know, yeah. But anyway, the topic today is who are you listening to? I'm very inspired. We thank you so much, Nate. Like I said, just stay here on the line with us. We just want to give any. Definitely appreciate you being on the show here. But again, don't go anywhere because we still have some questions for you about where you at, where you are right now, and what are your plans? Because it's just you're a young man, and it's young men that listen to our show, and what they need to hear somebody saying, man, yeah, I'm 20-something. I'm not doing it. I was going to go that route. But I had someone to talk to me. I had someone to sit me down and show me. Because sometimes people have to show us who we are because a lot of times we don't see what other people see in us. And to have someone that say that we're listening to that's influential, I'm talking about with some positive stuff, to say, hey, you're a good talker. Hey, you're a good listener. Hey, you're strong. Hey, you're the one to get the job done. You say, really? And you start seeing this. I'm like, yeah, you're right. You know what? You're so right. Because you got those people you're listening to as your support team. Get your support team that you can listen to. Amen? Hallelujah. Huh? Hold on. Come again. Pastor, talk to me. We have other listeners here, people that definitely want to. If you want to tune, you want to chime in on the conversation, please do. Who are you listening to? Again, welcome to the show, the preacher and the pastor. And as you can tell, I'm the preacher and my husband is the pastor. So we're having a good time here tonight.
Depending on which day it is.
Which day it is, because I get to preach some days he just preaches. So we just want to thank God. And you got to be careful who you're listening to here because Satan is speaking. Satan, let me tell you something. If you think Satan ain't speaking to you or trying to speak to you, he'll use people. And when we talk about Satan and his agents, he will use people. Those are Satan agents, and people are looking for Satan to be dressed up in something crazy or something demonic, and that's not how it works. Satan agents are operating in the medical field, operating in law enforcement, operating in these different businesses. So we have to be careful because if you know that Satan approached Jesus, and if you know that he approached Adam and Eve, the first creation of man and woman, you got to understand you are no different. He's still operating. The Bible declares that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy you. He doesn't come to help you. He comes to set you up, to set you back. So you got to be careful who you're listening to because they're out there talking. Because if I can talk to you, then I can get in your head. And if I can get in your head, I can control how you think. And if I can control how you think, then I can control how you act. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you. I was about to go to church right there because I was just feeling it, because you got to be real, real careful who you are listening to. We do have a caller here that wants to chime in on the conversation. Hold on for a second, Pastor, and they will get right back with you. Caller 6881, we're going to bring you through on the line. Our topic today is, who are you listening to? Welcome to our show. Who are we speaking with?
This is Ms. Dillard. I just tuned in, so I actually missed the show.
Oh, so well, we still got a few more minutes here. Who are you listening to?
Well, how
are
you doing this afternoon? Huh? Glad to have you on the show.
I'm glad to hear your voice again.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
So
the topic for tonight is, who are you listening to? And Ms. Dillard, since we have you here on the phone here, I want to ask you a question here.
Uh-huh.
Who are you listening to? Can you give give us and give the viewers an idea of who are you listening to?
Are we speaking on the spiritual side or just who I'm listening to, period? I guess
we'll
on the spiritual
you,
side.
Make a decision.
Well, no, it's both sides. Yeah, making a decision. It could be at one point you were listening to people and then you decided to listen to God because people were leading you astray. But it's like, who do you listen to?
I be listening to myself. I listen to sometimes people say it depends on who it is. Like, I have a friend that she's a spiritual person. She read the word, and I listen to sometimes she say, but also I have to go and read it for myself because that's God be saying what I'm reading. So
amen.
I listen to God. I listen to God and myself and others.
Yes.
I don't. everything somebody say, I don't believe everything they say. So
amen.
You'd be like,
so,
I hear you, I hear you talking, but I ain't listening.
yeah, especially when they
so
say about the
word. That, you,
huh?
Go ahead. You're saying that there's one particular person that you have a conversation with, and you may take that advice, and you said that you listen to yourself, and you said that you listen to God. Which is good, because just being real about it, I mean, we all have that one or two people that we have conversation with and that we would listen to. That doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to do what they say.
That's right.
We definitely know that we definitely have God to listen to. But can you give me a maybe an idea of maybe when someone had said something to you or they told you something and you just knew not to listen to it?
Oh, so many ideas. Now I got to reach up in the closet and pull them out.
Okay, so many times. Yeah, okay.
Somebody told me something and it wasn't nothing, a good idea, that's what you said?
Yeah, someone told you something and you knew not to listen to it because you said you listened to yourself as well.
Oh, what's that, Chairman? Lord Jesus, you caught me on the spot.
We understand if you haven't. But understanding that, you know, sometimes we listen to ourselves, and sometimes listening to ourselves get us in trouble. And if we listen to God, because God is calling his people right now to listen. God is calling his people to pray. The Bible declares in Hebrews that it says, see that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they do not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. So we got to be careful that even though we're speaking to talk and listening to ourselves, we need to be listening to God, what God is saying. The Bible says, do not refuse him who speaks. We need to listen because when God speaks, things begin to shake. The world begins to respond. The earth begins to respond. In Hebrews 12 and verse 26 says, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. That's why we're going through things right now, because people are not listening to God. They're listening to themselves. And those people that are influential or influencing other people that are weak-minded, that are listening to them, that are influencing them to operate outside of God's will.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't mean to interrupt. I know Pastor had a question. I know it kind of caught you off spot, but that's fine. I just wanted to take what you said, that you sometimes we listen to ourselves, and if we can be honest with ourselves. A lot of time when we listen to ourselves, we say things we shouldn't say. We do things that we shouldn't do. We end up in places that we shouldn't be because we're listening to ourselves, or we're listening to our friends that we know that are negative. And, you know, I've had people tell me to do something, and I know I shouldn't have did it.
Yeah.
When I was in the world, told me to go ahead and have a drink. Go on over there. You know, I'm not even a drinker, but I'm listening to you because you're a drinker, and you tell me what makes you feel good, what will make you do what you normally wouldn't do, and then you're trying to influence me to do what you're doing. So we definitely have to be careful of who we are listening to. Ms. Dilla, we thank you so much, for calling in. We appreciate you.
Continue
to tell other people. Yes, we do. Tell other people about the preacher and the pastor. Come again.
I'm just telling my friend about the show.
Oh, good, good, good. Is it better tonight, the audio? Is the audio better tonight? Okay, good, good, good. All right, good. Thank you so much. Okay, good. I said, thank you so much. I was concerned about that. I know we had problems yesterday. And we know you were on the show. We thank you so much. God bless you. May God continue to strengthen you and be with you. And may you continue to listen to God at this time, because God is calling his people to listen to him, listen for his voice, and pray. So we definitely thank God for you. And we pray right now that God continue to prosper you in every area of your life. Amen.
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 All right. Thank you, Ms. Dillard.
Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That was Ms. Dillard again. You all just now tuning in. We're talking about who are you listening to. We're going to get back to Nathan real quick, Mr. Garner, and just kind of ask a few questions to him, not to keep him too long. We definitely appreciate you for waiting here, Mr. Garner. Pastor, you have a couple more questions for him, and then we'll wrap up the show. We definitely appreciate you all for tuning in tonight.
I do have a question. Mr. Garner, are you here? Can you hear me?
I don't know if he's still
here.
There. Okay. But she can still be on, Mr. Garner. Hold on for a second. Let's see. Hey, Nathan, are you there?
I'm here.
Nathan,
now.
Are you there?
Can
okay,
you
okay.
Me?
Making sure I have the right line.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Nathan Garner here. I have one last question for you here. If you can give us just a little bit of advice about who you are listening to, as far as what you're doing right now. Can you kind of give us a little bit of tell us about what you're doing right now, and maybe you can give us a little bit of advice about what you're doing.
Okay. I'm getting ready to become a loan officer. Which is just a person that originates loans for mortgages, refinance, et cetera. And so the main person I'm listening to now that I'm a little bit older, going to Ms. Dillard's point, is just that intuition, you know, listening to that voice that's there, and making sure that I surround myself with people that will help fuel that vision versus question it. So I would say myself, going back to what Ms. Dillard said.
Okay. Okay, Nate. Well, we definitely appreciate you, Nate. You've added so much to the show tonight. It seems like, you know, that your resume is very impressive. And keep on trusting God. Because what I see here is that you definitely have the right people that you're listening to. You have the right people that are influencing you. But the number one person that influenced you is who lives on the inside of you, and that's Jesus Christ. He lives on the inside of you. And I'm seeing, looking here at your resume, you know, it is Jesus Christ that has made the way for you to be the realtor and made the way for you to open up the mortgage loan thing. It's Jesus Christ that have already blessed you to be able to do these things so you can be prosperous in each and every area of your life. It is
absolutely
the will of God
Amen.
For us to be prosperous. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just trying to stay out
Amen.
Of his way.
Let thy will be done. We thank you again for being on the show, Mr. Garner. And, you know, keep in contact with us. We'd definitely like to have you back on the show as we continue to prosper in this area that God has placed us in. And we just, again, thank you so much. Again, if you all are tuning in, welcome to the Pastor and the Preacher Show. Today we were talking about who are you listening to. When we wrap up the show, we're going to let Pastor Manny come on in and give us food for thought on today. Go ahead, Pastor.
Amen. Food for thought of today. Food for thought for today is six benefits of having a relationship with God. First benefit of having a relationship with God is revelation, wisdom, and knowledge. Revelation, wisdom, and knowledge. This is a benefit of having a relationship with God. Two. Is boldness. You have boldness when you have that relationship with God. You have that confidence to be able to say or to be able to be or to know that you are who you are because it's Jesus Christ that you have that right relationship with. Three, sure success. For it is the will of God for us to be successful in each and every area of our lives. Sure success. Four, is revelation of God's will for your life. You have revelation for God's will for your life when you have that relationship with God. Five and six is knowing God. When you have a relationship with God, you know God. And when you know God, then you trust him. Okay, and the sixth thing is having that six benefits of having a relationship with God is he expands you. You radiate in his glory, tension that he have for you. That's a little bit of food for thought for tonight, six benefits of having a relationship with God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's our food for thought today. Again, we just want to say thank you all for tuning in. It's been our pleasure, the Preaching the Pastor Show with me and my husband, Pastor Manny, and me, Pastor Preaching Manny, and we definitely have a good time just allowing God to lead us and to inspire and uplift everyone on the show, those who are tuned in online, those who have called in on today. May you be blessed in it. Be careful who you are listening to and make sure you take time out to listen to God. And in order to listen, we have to get quiet. A lot of times we want to do all the talking and we don't want to do the listening. We have to take time to listen. The Bible declares in Proverbs 12 and 15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. The Bible declares in John 10 and 27, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Follow the word of God. Take time to listen. The Bible declares in Luke 11:28, but he said, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Who are
Amen.
You listening to? Check your source.
Who are you listening
because
to?
People will lead you in the wrong direction. Check it. Again, we'd like to thank
My
you all
Lord.
For tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show. It has been our pleasure to tune in. We're here Monday through Friday from 8 p.m. to 9. Well, we're here about 45 minutes, 8 p.m. We're here on the show, and tomorrow we'll be talking about when a lie don't work no more. When a lie ain't working mm-hmm. no more. Tune in tomorrow at 8 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all be blessed. God bless you. All right.
Oh,